Give it up for Sydney Sanford. That was awesome. I love that intro video. Clap, give her a hand. That's great. Before we jump into things, I did want to kind of highlight again the Compassionate Listening Seminar. You're like, what is that? That is a mouthful, okay? So let me just go ahead and read the back of it here. This will be the simplest thing and for you to kind of catch what it's about. So the Compassionate Listening Seminar for Churches is a brief introduction into the three skills of compassionate listening: active listening, discovery learning, and the IDA method of mentor coaching, which if you come, you'll find out what that is, as it applies to sharing your faith based on where the other person is at in their faith journey. This seminar is interactive with small group discussions and case studies. So it's about 4 hours on a Saturday morning from 8:30 to 12:30, give or take. Dr. Paul Leavenworth, some of you know who he is. He's been here, he's consulted and helped us with our small groups and such over the years. He's a fantastic resource, and he's actually actively involved at Grandview with their graduate programs in leadership and some of this coaching and mentoring. He's actually kind of established a niche there in terms of integrating in some of the programs that he's involved with in teaching there at Grandview College. So he's a heavy hitter in a lot of ways. He was part of our leadership for Open Bible for many, many years and in training young leaders and such. And so I highly, highly encourage you to come. How do we really, you know, when we're trying to talk to other people and share our faith, this should give us, I think, will just give us kind of one more tool or a few more tools to use to better evangelize and just speak to those around us. Amen? So go check this out. Grab one of these. Feel free. Take a picture of it on your phone. Whatever you want to do to have that resource. And just let me know if you'd like to come. We'd love to have you. I have invited other churches as well. So I'm hoping to gather a few. If we have a good group here, that way we just kind of talk about such an important issue. So there you go. That's my quickie announcement for that. All right. So we are reboot. Now I'm gonna suck this analogy dry. By the time we're done this morning talking about this particular, at least introing it, and how do we reboot our lives? How do we really kind of get the necessary updates to really move forward in productive, powerful ways in our Christian walk? And this is really key. And so, but we know it's not, our lives aren't just one thing. It's many things going on, right? You know, from our spiritual to our physical to our emotional, financial, and on it goes. And so we thought, you know what? We're talking about refresh. Let's talk about reboot and really focusing on areas in our life that we might need some work. Now, how many of you got it all together? You say, you know, I got it all together, you know, no sweat. No, none of this applies to me. Gary's like, man, I got this figured out. Lorna's like, I don't know who's this person? I don't know who he is, right? But sometimes we, you know, we kind of go through life and especially in the church, we come in the door, hey, how you doing? Good to see you today. And, you know, we kind of look at such and such, boy, they got it together. But in all reality, there might be some things going on. And here's kind of a funny video just to kind of illustrate this point. Truth. How many of you have done that, right? 30 minutes before, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's church. And then especially if you have little kids, it makes it extra challenging. Trying to get out the door, and then you come in, right, and you're all polished and nice, and everybody's like, wow, they're coming in, and they all together family, but we know that's far from the truth, right? And so hence our subject for today is talking about what areas in our life do we need to fine-tune? What does that look like for us? And so I'm just kind of lay the groundwork here for the rest of our series, kind of bring up some important, I think, things we need to think about as we move forward. And I think you'll find this a very valuable series to really kind of encourage you in your walk with the Lord. So how many of you, you've got those messages on your computer? And to see if I can get this to work. Go ahead and scroll through. It's not working, Joe. All right, let me try this out, and there we go. I might have you click through for me, Joe. All right, so how many of you ever got these pop-ups? Anybody? Right, we all had them. You know, we get the update pop-up. You know, you need to update whatever this or that. You get them on your phones. You get them on your computer. And what's the one that you see? The blue screen of death. Anybody know what that, any computer people, you know, some of you go, what is that? If you've never experienced it, it's horrible. Anybody experienced the blue screen of death? Yes, Ken can, yeah. So, and it's basically your toast. There's nothing you can do with your computer if you get the blue screen of death. That's it. You might as well chuck it and go get something new. I don't know, maybe the guys at Best Buy, what are the monkey guys? The Geek Squad, the monkey guys. I don't know. Well, no, maybe it's a Des Moines area, the 100 monkeys or whatever they are, that place. I'm getting it totally wrong. Somebody help me out here. All right. Maybe I'm just imagining that. I don't know. All that to say is, but yeah, the Geek Squad, come in and help you out. But obviously, that may not work if you get that. All right. So this happens, okay? And you know, it's interesting when you see, you know, our technology today is so vulnerable, right? And it's amazing what you see. You know, do you see, ever hear those ransomware attacks that happens on businesses and large corporations? And it's crazy when you see, you know, just the things that, how people can manipulate and basically corrupt these hard drives from an external sources. And DMACC, it was a couple summers ago, went through a ransomware attack. Did anybody hear about that in the news? And we had just began the summer semester, and I was teaching on my online class, and all of a sudden they say, hey, we have to shut everything down. That's it. And because they were getting attacked. So they literally pulled the plug so that the outside sources weren't no longer getting in. They had got in, and basically what ransomware hackers do, essentially, is they gain access to your files. They encrypt them, so therefore you can no longer get access to them, and say, they basically say, pay us some money and we'll give you your files back. Literally is what it happens. And it's millions and millions of dollars for companies to go through it. And so they infect these files. Oftentimes when they get the actual, get back into it, a lot of the files are actually corrupted and such. And so it's problematic. Now DMACC was down for 2 weeks, middle of the summer semester. So you can imagine it just created a huge thing. And actually, DMACC, they actually fought back, and they never did pay ransom. They were able to get back, retrieve some of those files back, and you know, some of the things that were compromised, they were able to deal with properly, and they had some other people come in. But anyway, all that to say is, it's amazing when things sneak into our lives. Now that was a big attack, right? But there's more subtle ones that happen, and oftentimes, the updates that we need, all right, we just need small updates, right? We need things to kind of fine-tune and tweak. Maybe some of you need some major updates. You know, maybe you need to reboot the whole system. Only you kind of know where you're at. And those updates are important because what do? They protect against viruses. They protect against things on your computer. It goes, those of you who know the computers, that's what it helps you with. And that's what we're doing in our spiritual lives. We need to make sure we're updating continually so we're on top of where God has called us to be. So, anyway, so walking through this here, go ahead, Joe, next slide. Be great. Okay, so a reboot was needed, and this is just a quick example from Scripture. Remember, everybody know the parable of the wineskins? And they were, John's disciples were asking Jesus, why don't your disciples fast? Why aren't they doing what the Pharisees do? And Jesus says, well, why would they fast when the bridegroom's with them? You know, this is a time of celebration, and he goes on to say. And then the key part of this was, you know, trying to sew on, say, new cloth onto old. And then, you know, of course, the message of, you know, putting new wine into new wineskins rather than old and so on. So he's using this analogy. Now, this would have related well to them. And I won't go into explain all that. But simply put, Jesus said, hey guys, I am doing something new. I am rebooting the system. I am updating things for you. Because what did Jesus bring? He was that continuation of the, what? Jewish law, Jewish teaching of the coming Messiah. And so he was just starting, beginning a new covenant. Now, the Pharisees and had established certain traditions and laws and such. They lost sight of what God was doing. And they were, you know, of course, complaining about what Jesus was doing. And he said, I'm doing something new. An update was needed. A reboot was needed to kind of begin to move forward in a way that was productive and healthy, right? Because in the course, moving the gospel forward. So that's a major update, and I think a very valuable example. All right. Okay, so moving forward here, we have Matthew 9, all right? And so, excuse me, that's moving on with our verse. Go ahead, Joe. So I went right over the top of that one, so we'll go ahead and, yep, perfect. No, go forward. There you go. Perfect. One more. There you go. Oh, all right, awesome. Thank you. Sorry about that. I don't know why the clicker's not working here exactly, but we'll manage through. Okay, so think about it. So what areas do you need rebooting in? Think about it. So you see the list, right? We got spiritual, physical, emotional, mental, physical. Sorry about it. I got physical in there twice. That's really important, I guess. There you go. And then financial, sexual, and relational, right? And we're going to talk about each of these things and really kind of dive into those areas. So really, for you, what does that look like, right? So take a minute. What does that look like? And I'm pretty sure it probably comes to mind fairly quickly, doesn't it? What that is for you. You're like, yeah, I probably need to rethink kind of how I'm doing in this particular part of my life. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and move to the next one, Joe. Okay, so first things first, and I'm going to elaborate this more in a bit, but, you know, the idea, really, bottom line, before we do any improvement, we got to get our hearts right. That's why we're here. This is why we're in this church building, because we recognize the value of our spiritual lives being what? Firmly established in God's Word, based on the gospel of Jesus Christ, based on the truth we find in Scripture. This is essential. And this is the core of why, really, the foundation of the basis of, you know, this reboot. If we don't have the correct system in place, it really doesn't matter, right? We got to get our spiritual lives grounded in. And so, as he says here, Paul tells us, you know, physical training is good for you, but ultimately we need to what? Godliness, our spiritual life needs to be aligned with God's Word and with His plan for us. Okay, all right, so how do we do this? Okay, so or how do we think, how should we think about this? So I'm going to literally take us back to the beginning. Joe, let's go ahead and move ahead. All right, so I want to really point out the fact is that, look, we're not just spiritual beings. We are both spiritual and physical. We're spiritual and physical beings. When God created the heavens and the earth, what did He say? When He created man, what did He say? What's that? It was good. It was good. It was very good. His created order was really important. The physical, and you're going to follow me, stay with me for a minute on this, because sometimes, and I think what we've shifted in our world, we focus more, the physical part of God's creation is almost dismissed. And we see this happening culturally in different worldviews, that it's only really what we think and believe about ourselves and our minds, and then our bodies are less important. And this is really key to know. So that physical creation is good. And then he goes on into 1 Corinthians and he talks about, don't you realize, and this is what one of the passages Sydney had included in the intro video, it says, don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a price, so you must honor God with your bodies. Again, highlighting the importance of our physical nature, who we are. Okay. And then it was interesting, it goes on in Romans, it's this fascinating passage. And by the way, when we, and I want to accentuate this point, that when we die and move on, right, to our next life, you know, hopefully we're with the Lord in heaven and we're spending eternity with Him, guess what? We're not disembodied in spirits. We actually have bodies, which is amazing, right? But they're eternal, right? They're meant to last forever. They're not these temporary vessels. And it says in Romans 8:23, it says, and we believers also groan, even though we have the Holy Spirit within us, as a foretaste of future glory. For we long for our bodies to be released from sin and suffering. We too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as his adopted children, including the new bodies he's promised us. Amen and hallelujah. Yeah, a lot of you are like, give me that new body right now. That would be really nice. But once we're with him in eternity, we'll have these new bodies. So again, I'm just highlighting the fact, the importance of God's creation. Our physical bodies are important to him. And so our bodies and our minds, our spirits, need to be what? Healthy. And that's where I'm going with this today. So, all right, Joe, let's go ahead and go to the next slide. So the whole person, I love this. This is a great quote. If you ever want a book to really, really chew on, I mentioned this briefly before, referenced it, but it's, and I've read this book, I've listened to it a couple times, I've started reading it again, and it's one of the best books I've come across in a while. And so I'm not going to go into all the detail what she covers, but in terms of today, the relevancy for today is really important. But she talks about our whole body, our whole person, and why understanding the physical and the spiritual is so important. She says, we are to respect and honor our bodies as part of the revelation of God's purpose for our lives. It is part of the created order that is declaring the glory of God. Do you catch my point? I know I've emphasized this quite a bit, but why we're doing this reboot and why we're focusing on all these other matters, because it all works together. And God, because we are God's creation, he wants not just our spirits to be well, but every aspect of our lives, doing the best we can to honor our lives in our finances, in our relationships, in all we do. You catching that? And this is why it's so, so important. So anyway, all right. So the fact is, as I'm highlighting here, we are integrated as whole persons. I mentioned this word to our youth on Wednesday, and it's a word, telos. Youth, that were, who remember? Are they, I don't see any of them in here. Where are they at? What's that? The end goal or purpose, right? It's design. It kind of relates exactly. It's telos basically means purpose. It's a Greek word. And it's a philosophical term. But the point is that we have a purpose. We have an end goal for our lives. We have a design that we're made for. We have a spiritual design and we have a physical one that God has designed us for. And I use the example of cells. And when you look closely at cells and how they work and the complexity, it's quite amazing. Guys, you should have spoke up back there. You're sitting quietly, Ethan. You tell us, you would know what that was, right? Right? Where's Evan hiding? He's hiding his head down there. I should have picked on you guys over there. Anyway, they were over there. But we talked about how the cells, even that, just the smallest part of who we are, is what has a design. It has a purpose. When they evaluated, they're like, holy cow, this thing really has a unique way it's made in order to function to help our bodies what? Grow and live and to do all it needs to do. It's designed. Whoa. It's telos. There's a purpose behind it. How much more our spirits and our bodies? And so, again, this is why this is so, so important. All right. So moving on here, Joe, let's go ahead and move ahead. Perfect. Thank you. All right. So where do we begin? Okay. Here's the thing. We got to know what our condition is. You know what your condition is. As I kind of alluded to in the beginning, when we walked through that list, immediately many of you had something pop to mind. You're like, yep, I need to work on this particular area. Maybe it's several. Maybe it's all the above. I don't know. But only you know what that is, right? But when we're talking about our spiritual person, and I'm just talking this in general as a whole, right? Because we're all going to be different places. Some of us here maybe we have not, you know, made that commitment to Christ. We're still thinking about it. Maybe those listening online, that's kind of the place they're in. You know what? I don't really buy into this Jesus thing yet. I'm not sure about the gospel. I still have a lot of questions. And so you're kind of at a different place. So we're all different places. But at the end of the day, we've all at some point before our relationship with Christ, we recognize that we are, the blue screen of death has shown up. You know, fatal error has occurred. It's recognizing, you know what? Unfortunately, we're separated from God because of our sin. And this is in Romans 8:23. Let me go ahead and read that. And it says, Let's hear back up. For everyone has sinned, we all fall short of God's glorious standard. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. And so knowing kind of where we're at the beginning, before, of course, this is pre-Jesus, it's before Christ, it's knowing who we are, right? But the amazing thing, it doesn't leave us there, right? We need to repent. There's a call to repent. So we have Romans 10, 9 and 10, similar, a very familiar passage. And it says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. We become what? What do we do? How do we respond to this? We respond, we confess, we believe, we walk in Jesus and begin that new life in him. And then the last part is, as it says there, we are given new life. 2 Corinthians 5:17, a new person. God gives us new life in him. He's restored that update, that operating system that we were running on before is what? Thrown out, something new is now given to us. And so in our spiritual lives, this is the must. This is the place we have to start. Because if this is not right, the rest of the operating system doesn't matter. The rest of all the things that relate to it don't matter. We need to get this one right. We need to get this one right for our lives to really truly function. And it doesn't mean somebody can't function, right, per se. But in terms to live in the wholeness and plan of God and the purpose of God, we got to get our spiritual lives right. And that's so, so important. So, all right, Joe, let's go ahead and hit the next one. All right, so staying up to date. All right, so where do we go from here? Evaluate your operating system. I'm going to use a lot of computer terms. You go with me here, right? Where do we go from here? Evaluate your operating system. Okay, in Luke 6:42, it's a great passage, and you could... As I was doing this, there's several passages that could relate to all of these sections, but I just picked out ones that I thought would be fitting for here for us this morning. So it says, Luke 6:42 says, how can you think of saying, friend, let me help you get rid of that speck in your own eye when you can't see past the log in your own eye? Hypocrite, first get rid of the log in your own eye, then you will see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye. Are you looking in the mirror and kind of going, hey, we're maybe pointing fingers at our friends around us and, hey, you got a problem. And God's saying, no, you got a problem. You need to take some time and evaluate your own operating system and kind of see where you're at. So that's key, and we kind of opened with that a little bit already. All right, the next thing is pay attention to necessary updates. And I pulled this verse out of Matthew 6, and it's verse 21, and it says, wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. Now, how does this relate to this? Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. Here's the thing. If our treasure is somewhere else, right? If our treasure is somewhere else, if we're not paying attention, we're going to get distracted. We're going to be, putting our... And so if we're not going to be fully aware of maybe the updates needed, right? If we're plugged into God, if we're following Him, if our treasure's in Him, we'll be more aware of what? The changes we need to make. And that's really key. If our treasure is somewhere else, then we might be unsure of really where to go because God's not the center of it. He's not the key player or person in our lives. And so, all right, number three, reboot when prompted. And this is James 5:16. It says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. The reboot process, again, this is just an example. We could reference several passages in Scripture that kind of give this idea of reboot. How do we update? How do we begin to make the change? And one way to do it is to what? Confess our sins to one another. It gives us a restart. It begins help us kind of refresh or start again in maybe an area of life that we've been struggling and stumbling over ourselves. If we bring it out in the open and we become more accountable to one another, that's a great way to reboot and get the system restarted. Hence why we pray together. Hence why we have Bible studies. Hence why we do life together, because what we're going to be doing is we put ourselves in a position where we can actually make the changes happen. And that's key. That's why this fellowship is so important for all of us. It's because when we have that, we have each other to do this thing, it's going to be a lot easier to go. But when we're going solo, sometimes we don't always see maybe the changes that need to be made. So we need to be confessing our sins, being connected to one another, and so on. So, all right, so number four, know when to call a technician. How many of you had to call the Geek Squad? Anybody? Carrie, yeah, called anybody? Computer tech, you know, I'm sure some of you have called Ken before. When we had computer troubles here at the church, I'll call Ken or I'll call Joe or whatever. You know, we have to call the tech, call the person, find out who knows what's happening. And this could apply to us, this could, you know, one another, it could apply to the Lord, it could really apply to anything, but find somebody who can help you with where you're at. Again, follows this previous one, and the fact that we need one another. So in Luke 11 it said, so if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? We ask God, we go, His Holy Spirit can guide and direct and give us insight into what to do. Again, we can go to others and find out, get their advice and their wisdom and their counsel on things. Again, we can connect with one another. Find the technician. Find somebody who's truly got some insight into maybe the thing that you're dealing with that you're unsure about. And it's knowing who those people are. If you need like a spiritual reboot, go to the people in your life, the friends, who have a really close connection, and you know that something's unique about their spiritual lives, and you're like, man, I just want some of that. Get around those people. Find who they are. If you're like, boy, one area in my life I know that really needs some alignment. You know, I need to work out more. I need to be physically more active and exercise and take care of myself better. We'll go talk to Pastor Matt. He likes to exercise, and I know some others in here do as well. You know, so go to that person that can give you kind of that insight. Financial stuff. Joe, you know, we've done the Dave Ramsey material. Joe's a guru at that financial stuff. And so if I had financial, I'd probably go to Joe. Hey, Joe, what about budgeting? What about this? What does Dave Ramsey say about that? Right? Whatever it is, go find the technician. Find that person who knows. And that's how we can order ourselves in a way so we're what? On the right path, so we can begin to make the changes and move through the update. So let's go ahead and hit the last slide, Joe. All right, super. Okay, so focus point. If we are to live as a whole persons, we need to be spiritually up to date so we have a healthy foundation for every area of life. As I said in the beginning, if our spiritual lives aren't quite right, every other area of life will be affected. And it doesn't mean every area of life will be, say, dysfunctional per se. But what it is, it's not going to be, more than likely, it's not going to be aligned with God's telos, which means what, Ethan? End goal. He did it. Very good. It may not align with God's purpose. Because if you know you're like really good at finances, right? And you're like, that's a thing, you know, you'd love to save, or maybe you like to invest, and you're really just gung-ho. Well, guess what? God has something to say about our finances. Does He not? And so how am I aligning? If I don't have a biblical worldview, if I don't have kind of relationship with God, my priorities in that area might be a little bit askew, right? And we can go down the list of everything. If our spiritual lives aren't quite lined up, how we think about, say, our emotional health, our physical health, our sexual health, our relational health, could all be askew or off because we're not maintaining what? A biblical worldview, right? And so that's really, really key. So, all right, so as we move forward the next few weeks, my hope, my desire is you'll begin to see how your life is really, as I've mentioned, an integrated whole, how it's working, that physical and the spiritual are so, so important. They all have purpose. And God has a desire, a heart's desire, to see you functioning well in all those areas. Now, by the way, We're not going to have it all right all the time. And on this side of heaven, we probably won't. Let's be real. But it doesn't mean we sit still and sit on our hands and do nothing, does it? Because if we have some certain areas, can that whole, you know, you saw the, you know the passage where the yeast, you know, works through the whole batch of the dough, right, in a negative way? And we see this with in a negative way, and we see it in a positive way. So that little thing, if we have something out of alignment in our lives, it has the potential to really throw us off in other areas. Anybody have that experience? So you're just off in one area of life. Maybe it's a relationship, and it just blew over into every part of your life. Your finances started to tank because you started making bad choices. Your health decision because you were stressed, depressed, and overwhelmed. So your health starts to go downhill. Your emotional health goes sideways. Your spiritual health becomes neglected because you're so focused on your problem or that issue. Everything else goes right over, right and left and up and down and all around. So we have to keep in mind that those things can throw us off. And if we're to work towards this goal, we have to pay attention and not allow those things to throw us off. And so obviously I know this is a daunting task. As I said at the beginning, it's going to be, you know, pick whatever it is. You know, what I would say today is, you know, if you go back in your mind or if you watch this video again, go back and see which area do I need to work on, right? And really begin to kind of ask God, where am I at in this? And I keep getting phone calls up here, by the way. I'm getting texts and phone calls, so I'm not sure what's going on. So I hope everything's okay. I apologize. Everything's buzzing in my pocket and my wrist. So it's been a bit of a distraction. So anyway, but how are you doing? How is, you know, what does God want you to work on? What area is it? And as we go through each week, and all these are valuable, right? And maybe some of these are you're doing really, really well. And I hope you are. And I hope many of them that I hope you are. But ultimately, if we are to be the people God wants us to be, we have to really look out for who we are and really ask God, is there something? Because at the end of the day, it's if we really truly want to be effective for the kingdom, we have to do this. We have to do this. A reboot might be necessary because we keep going in the wrong direction in certain areas of our life as sin creeps in or habits start to form that aren't necessarily godly or whatever the case may be, it'll throw us off. And so evaluating our lives in each of these areas is really essential. So I hope for all of you that this morning as we begin this series, the next several weeks, we really begin to kind of embrace what that is. And the great thing is, it's really cool, and I think what will hopefully come out of this is we'll begin to identify those people around us, like I kind of alluded to before, that who maybe their spiritual lives are in order, or maybe they're financially doing well. Maybe relationship-wise, they are healthy and they can help you. You know what I mean? We can come alongside each other and really help each other out where we just lack. And isn't that what the body of Christ is supposed to do? We don't have to figure that out all on our own. We have one another, and that's the beauty of this. That's the beauty of this. But bottom line, we have to look in the mirror and go, okay, what do you need to change? Am I doing something to do that? Am I willing to reboot and make the change so I can move forward in effective ways? That's it. That's really, and that's the hardest question of all, because sometimes we don't want to look in the mirror and deal with those things. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. God, thank you for this morning. God, I pray for your Holy Spirit just to, for everyone in here, that their mind will begin to really think hard about what areas in their life they're like, boy, I need to make some changes. Because if I don't, it's going to stifle my ability to really be effective for you. And more than anything, I want to be effective for you. And I believe that's our heart of hearts for everyone here. And for those maybe in this room or online right now, they're like, you know what? I'm just not there. I hear what you're saying. I understand, you know, maybe I'm not living as I should, and I need Jesus. God, I pray those for those out there that would just, their hearts cry, we need something new, that the old ways aren't working, and they need to bring the new in, the new system, the new operating system, to bring that new life in so they can begin to move forward, and their spiritual lives will be whole. And as they do that, it will begin to have this an amazing effect on all other areas of life as we begin to make those changes. So God, everyone here over the next few weeks, God, they be blessed and encouraged and really begin to make the changes and updates they need in their life in order to be the best person they can be, so they can be an effective witness and to bless and encourage those around them. God, we just thank you for this word. In your name, amen.